Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you are listening to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed the first hour, we had a great call-in questions and gardening questions. Lots of gardening going on and, you know, what's going on in your backyard. So if you'd like to go back and listen to it, you can hear it on iHeartRadio on our podcast. Just Google iHeartRadio or go to iHeart.com and look up Better Lawns and Gardens. So we have the dirty word of the day coming right up.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is geophytes. G-E-O-P-H-Y-T-E-S. Geophytes. Geophytes are perennial plants characterized by underground storage organs. The term geophyte means earth plant, and it was first introduced over a century ago to refer to species that develop modified subterranean structures for storing nutrients and water. These adaptations enable geophytes to withstand adverse environmental conditions such as cold, heat, drought, fire, and herbivory, which is animals eating them. The underground storage organs remain dormant during unfavorable periods, resuming growth, flowering, and reproduction when conditions become suitable. They are also known as bulbs, and they are available in numerous sizes, colors, and forms, serving as sources of flowers, herbs, and vegetables. The term bulb is frequently used in horticulture to describe plants which produce foliage and blossoms under appropriate circumstances. So there are different types of bulbs that are rounded underground storage organs. Common examples of bulbs are onions, tulips, and daffodils. There's also another geophyte called a corm, which is a swollen underground stem that stores nutrients. Unlike bulbs, corms are solid and do not have layers of scales. They can produce new shoots and roots from their tops. Examples include gladiolus and crocus. Tubers are another geophyte, and they are thickened parts of underground stems or roots that store carbohydrates. They can produce new plants from eyes or buds on their surface. Potatoes are a well-known example of tubers. Rhizomes are another type of geophyte, and they are horizontal underground stems that grow along the soil surface. They can produce new shoots and roots at nodes along their length, allowing the plant to spread. Examples of very, very common rhizomes are ginger and bamboo. So the dirty word of the day is geophyte. And you can see how you can use that in the sentence. Let me know when you use it in the conversation. I would love to hear about your dirty words or what you suggest for a dirty word.
Well, no way, no.
Wait, God, sure we got to... If Eric's listening, we got to be careful with Eric.
So dirty words that have to do with gardening.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be great. And so it is, again, a great morning for being thankful for what we have here in Florida, the conservation going on in the state, which is very good. And we want to, I'm grateful for so many different things, gardening, for our new Art and Bloom Garden Tour Company, which is doing very well. And we have lots of great shows to go to. Flower shows. We're going to the Chelsea Flower Show. We're going to the Philadelphia Flower Show. Also the Newport Flower Show. And then we are going on a Revolutionary Garden Tour, which will encompass all of the historic events that happened 250 years ago next year. And that will be exciting. We're going to Buffalo, New York, and Canada for the Garden Walk Buffalo. Then we're going to also France. And then we're going in September to the Brandywine Valley, where we will be visiting our next guest who's coming on right now.
Yes. Now, if anybody wants to join in with these garden tours and mm-hmm. be a part of this, where can they find out the cost to sign up for it and even get on a waiting list? Because there are quite a few trips that you have made or have planned, and there are waiting lists, but that doesn't mean that you won't get your name in.
Right.
Because
no, people can't. Yeah, no, they can still. We have plenty of room. So, We would love to go. The groups are small, so we keep them down to about 15 to 20 people so everyone can have a great time. And we're not crowded. And we visit wonderful garden sites, public and private. We just have a great time. And the gardens are beautiful. And we get to experience some events that will not happen again. Our Revolutionary Garden Tour, some of the gardens we're going to, will only be open that one day that we're there for the entire year forever.
Forever.
They're only opening for the 250th anniversary and only open that one day. And so we're going to be going there, Colonial Williamsburg. So,
and what's the website? Just one more time.
One more time. The website is artinbloomgardentours.com. And we'd love to have you join us. And so we are going to be back. We have a wonderful, wonderful garden author coming up, Jenny Rose Carey. She has the wonderful books that the Essential Guide to Flower Gardening, and then also Glorious Shade, which was great, fabulous. She's coming up next with her new book, and we can't wait to talk about it. If you love bulbs, you're going to love this book. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Every time you step on the gas, you're making a choice. Speeding might save seconds, but it can cost lives. In 2024, speeding was the third leading cause of fatal crashes in Florida. Speed limits are there to protect you and others. They never exceed 70 miles per hour on Florida highways. Know the limit, obey it, and slow down when it changes. Slow down. Speed kills. Let's all arrive alive. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Jenny Rose Carey is an accomplished gardener, educator, historian, and author with over a decade in horticulture, including roles at Temple University and the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. She is known for her expertise in shade gardening and co-authored Glorious Shade, and she has lectured internationally. Her work appears in outlets like PBS Victoria Garden and the Wall Street Journal, and she brings practical experience from her native England and the U.S., especially at her Victorian property, Northview, in Pennsylvania, which should be on every gardener's bouquet list. Good morning, Jenny. It's good to talk to you.
Good morning, Teresa.
It's wonderful. I am so excited about your newest book, but let's start with Northview. What is it like there right now? What's the weather like?
Well, it is about 40-something, and it's rainy, so you'll probably be glad you're in Florida right now. But it's actually got its own quiet beauty, and we put most of our garden, as they used to say, to bed. But there's still lots happening out there, some pretty leaves on the trees, and the birds are still singing, so it's lovely.
Fall in Pennsylvania is lovely. So your newest book, The Essential Guide to Bulbs, Grow a Bounty of Beautiful Bulbs in Gardens and Containers, is so wonderful and so full of resources for anyone looking to grow bulbs. Why do you enjoy bulbs?
Well, I think I've always enjoyed them from, you know, you said I grew up in England, so we used to have the woods with all of the bluebells, not the Virginia bluebells, but the English bluebells in them, and little snowdrops along the banks and things. So I think I was aware of them from an early age. And then when I moved to Pennsylvania, I realized I could grow so many bulbs from around the world. And this, it just is so exciting because you don't need a huge amount of experience to grow them. And they're so varied, colorful. They're easy. They're very easy. For beginning gardeners, they're just one of the easiest things you could do.
That's wonderful. Now, so in your book, do you discuss all regions across the country, or is it just specific to Pennsylvania?
So I try and write for as many people as possible. It's really not for the south of Florida particularly, although you can pick it up and look at the bulbs because the growing information will be fine. So there's a whole chunk of growing information, but it's really zones 4 to 9. And, some 10. But the key is that you actually have seasons that change a bit. So not the tropical, not a true tropical, even though many of these bulbs that we grow in a less than tropical region grow very well down there, but they'll grow year round. Whereas up here, we have to, you know, put them in the garage for their winter rest. So they're all in there and really are key. With the spring bulbs is you need some time of cold, or you need to trick the bulbs into thinking they've got cold. So you can buy either pre-chilled tulip bulbs and things like that from manufacturers, from the suppliers, or you can chill them yourself. So you can, there's ways around it, even if you don't have a very long winter.
Exactly. And so the University of Florida was experimenting. I know the Mid-Florida Research Center, they had daffodils that came back, specific daffodils that didn't need a lot of cold. And for they came back for about 3 to 4 years. So we can do them, and we can refrigerate them too here in Florida. Yeah. And so the tulips, we can, yeah, if we refrigerate them, they'll do okay.
Yes. And also things like that we might grow inside, like paper whites, that mm-hmm. don't require a cold time period. You can just have them outside and they will come back. They don't come back here, obviously, outside, but you guys are lucky. So you're looking for ones that are come from more of a subtropical area, and ones that you can trick into thinking they've had a winter by putting them in the refrigerator. So yes,
and we can leave amaryllis in the ground too. So you have some information there about the amaryllis that will really be beneficial for Florida. So now,
I know you're very lucky in a lot of ways. You can grow a lot of things that I wish I could grow. That's for sure.
That's true. So can bulbs be planted as pollinator resources? How does that work?
Oh yes, yeah. They're actually. So if you think about it, the things that the pollinators want are they want nectar or pollen. So if it's an open-faced flower, anytime it has a flower that the bee or the butterfly or the hummingbird can get into, they'll be able to access those pollinator resources, and they'll love it. So one of the key things with bulbs is if you plant them so there's a succession, so one lot comes out, another lot, the pollinators really love that because they don't like it where there's no flowers, you know, so plenty of flowers for the pollinators.
So I know that we, you know, planting them in wide group masses, what would you say would constitute a mass of bulbs? How many would you say? Because we have friends in our industry, Garden Communicators International, that they put out, like Kirk, they put out, you know, hundreds of bulbs. But for a normal yard, what would you say would be a good amount of bulbs to use?
So it depends on the size of the flower. If you've got amaryllis, you know, three would be a nice little grouping. Whereas if you're doing elephant ears, you know, you need one.
Yes, yes.
A mass is one. You know, if you do cannas, you know, usually an odd number of them, so maybe 3 to 5. A mass is about how much impact it has. So if you've got those things with the big leaves, they have a huge amount of impact, so you don't need many of them. It's only when, you know, we plant little tiny snowdrops and things like that. And you need a lot of those to even notice that you've got them in your garden. And the other trick I have with that, Teresa, is that you raise them up into raised beds because you see them better.
Mm-hmm.
And that provides the drainage that they need. People forget that the bulbs, you know, it's like your onion in the onion drawer. It will rot if you let it in wet soil. So by putting them in the edge of your vegetable bed, you get that raised up thing, or containers like half wine barrels are great. You know, find something that you can put them in, and then you can mass them into the container.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea. And so Jenny, tell us about your favorite bulbs.
Oh my goodness, I'm very fickle. I do have snowdrops out right now. They're the ones, you know, I have them out, you know, different ones out through the winter season. Keep me going, but I love them. But we've had a lovely year for dahlias, and my favorite color is pink. So there's a lot of pink dahlias in my garden. And your garden visitors, hopefully, I think if they're coming on the trip next September, we'll see all of my dahlias.
Oh, we'd love that.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, you wait. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited you're coming. Gladiolus. I love gladiolus. I've got some of those still in my garden. I'm going to pick them for the Thanksgiving table.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can grow gladiolus here in Florida, and we do plant them in succession so that we have some blooming, and they do very well here in Florida all the way down to, I would say, zone 10. You can plant them here, and they stay in the ground. They can stay in the ground. And then dahlias, too. We can plant those in the springtime, winter and spring. And they will do very well. They're gorgeous.
Well, that's good to know. I think your listeners will love that. And the other thing is with them, they're good for picking. So, you know, if you plant them in succession, you can just have things, you know, like these gladiolus are going to be picked next week, you know. So it's just so much fun to have things from your own garden.
Oh, it is. And for cut gardens, for cut flowers, gladiolus are wonderful. So now, we do have to talk about the downside. What about pest problems with bulbs? What do you recommend?
I don't have, I mean, touch some wood here, Teresa, but I don't have a huge amount. Probably the biggest, if you thought of animal pests, you know, if you grow tulips, which your listeners can grow tulips if they put them in for 12 weeks in the refrigerator with mm-hmm. no fruit, don't forget. The deer that we have a lot of them, they will eat tulips, and also burrowing animals will eat them. But most of the time, things like the daffodils, nothing eats. A lot of the tropical ones manage to get through. I don't think anything eats the cannas. And there aren't a huge amount of problems as long as you give it the well-drained soil. I mean, the well-drained soil is really the key. And then feed them, especially in your climate, do give them some fertilizer to keep them healthy, but don't overdo it.
Right.
And one of the best things is to add lots of organic matter, compost and things like that, because then the soil feeds the bulb naturally and you don't get the too much growth, and the too much growth encourages all the pests and diseases, you know, because you're putting on fast growth.
That is right. Oh, my goodness. So one of my favorite bulbs are rain lilies, Zephyranthus. Do you grow those up in Pennsylvania?
I do.
They're wonderful here in Florida.
They are so gorgeous, and I would highly recommend them. They're in the book. And the one that's hardiest for me is just the straight-up white one. But I love the pink one, which I think has been reclassified to Habranthus.
It is.
That one I grow in a pot, and so I have that outside my carriage house door. But they grow it in the pot, and then when it gets too cold, I do bring that one in. But no, I tuck them in amongst other things, and that's just such a real treat.
It is. Well, our white one, the Adamasco rain lily, is native to Florida, so it is wonderful, and I see them blooming out in the Ocala forest when we go hiking up there. But I really love the yellow rain lilies, because to me they look like crocuses when they're blooming here in Florida.
Yeah.
And that's just a great treat to say oh, they're not crocuses, but they still have that look. And so, Jenny, so tell us where we can get your book, The Essential Guide to Bulbs, and hopefully before Christmas.
So it's available anywhere online. And if you do buy it from an online source, please send me a review as well, and put one up on anywhere you can.
Sure.
If listeners would like to go to my website, I can send them a signed one. So that's jennyrosecarey.com, and that one you can look at my own garden here at Northview and see what I get up to. And I have a couple of Instagram things at Jenny Rose Carey and at Northview Garden.
Definitely. I will post it on our Facebook page, Jenny, and on Instagram for you. So can't wait to see you next year. So take care, hon. Have a great holiday.
Thanks for inviting me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jenny. That's Jenny Rose Carey, jennyrosecarey.com, The Essential Guide to Bulbs. And it's just a wonderful book. And there's a lot of bulbs that will grow here in Florida. So got to check that out. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You've seen me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. There's enough food in this country to feed everyone. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
For too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle, made possible by volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible for thousands of families. Who will you march for?
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're taking your phone calls, gardening questions. We'd love to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967. You can text 23680. We want to wish everybody out there a very happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great week. Not a lot of gardening gets done this week, except maybe just maybe sprucing up just the front yard just a wee bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be lovely weather, 70s and 80s throughout the state. Rain next weekend, so you want to make sure that if it's still warm, so that your lawns, if you don't get rainfall this week, you know, one time a week, just put down an inch of water and your lawn will be just fine.
Yeah, my hibiscus, I'm going to take a picture, but all their leaves are yellow. And then I'm like, well, I haven't watered it. I really haven't. And I put my finger down the soil and it's moist. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, that would be interesting. So send me a picture. So the heat could be, the cold could have zapped it too a little bit.
That.
The cold could have zapped it.
Yeah, because I wasn't trying to cover them up. They're like,
yeah.
they're all
hibiscus.
Yeah, and they're like, they're over 7 foot tall.
Yeah, no, they'll survive. And I mean, even if they had a cold set, you know, snap on them, you just cut them back and they'll just flush right back
and
out.
And when
again.
Do I need to cut them back?
I would not cut them back until next spring. Okay. You don't want to stimulate new growth.
Yeah, because okay. I created like a wall where my truck, and it's like really pretty. I didn't purposely do it, but I ended up accidentally acquiring the tall version of hibiscus.
Yeah.
And then I found the beautiful little small
the Hollywood hibiscuses.
I love those. I
yes.
put them in front of it. Accidentally, like this all worked out. Like it was like literally up in my
You
own.
Are just a gardener at heart. Very yes. instinctive. Yes. yes. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. How's Gerald this year?
80 pounds. And he was out while I was planting my poinsettias and chatting with Eileen from Polk City on my phone and totally confusing myself. And so he's 80 pounds and he was helping me plant poinsettias.
There you go. That's wonderful. So Bill in Ormond Beach, he talked about the Torch Glow Bougainvillea that doesn't get as tall. And I will say, Bill, they are available here in Florida. You have to ask for them. We'll probably see them really hit the market here in Florida, the nurseries and the growers, probably next spring, March and April next year. So, but you can start asking for them. So they love, they only get to be 6 to 8 feet tall, and they have softer thorns on them, full sun. They are very compact, and they are called Torch Glow, beautiful bougainvilleas.
Okay, so I've got bougainvilleas. Like our thing was is that we always planted bougainvilleas under the windows of our kids, just keep them safe, not to keep them from running out or anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they want to run away,
yeah,
they can
no,
just
it's perfect.
Go.
The thorns really, they prevent intruders.
But I just looked up this Torch Glow, and I like, they look like an octopus. They have like all their own individual arms.
Don't they? Doesn't it look like a crepe myrtle?
It does, just without the what is that
the,
called?
The trunk. Yeah, well, that's trunk. Just how you cut them. But they just reminded me the flowers that, and everything just looked like a crepe myrtle.
It really does. Because I'm looking at another one where it's like in a big, gigantic square wooden basket, like
yes.
a huge basket.
Yep, it looks gorgeous. Oh. 6 feet tall bougainvilleas. That would be good. And their thorns are less pliable. But it looks like it doesn't have a lot of the colorful bracts. So it looks like a little bit more green leaves and stuff, but it could just be the way.
It's like torches.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
I'm glad that he called and said that.
Yeah,
thank you,
Bill's
that.
Wonderful. So we have a text message from C in Winter Haven, and it said, I heard your show about the bluebirds in Florida. I live in Winter Haven. I'm thinking WH, not the White House. It couldn't be Trump, could it? I live in the White House on a lake with several big oak trees around the large open vacant lot. Will bluebirds come if I put out a special bluebird feeder? And yes, they can. So here's what you want to do. You want to put it on a post that is at probably about 5 foot tall, okay, on a 4x4 or 6x6 post that is about 100 feet away from an oak tree. So I don't know where this open vacant lot is on your property, but I would put it so that I could see the birds going in and out. You want morning sun is best, and then that way they get shade from the afternoon heat. And so about 100 foot away from your oak trees, put a bluebird feeder on a post, and you should see them.
Yes.
So that will be nice. They like open meadows. Open vacant lots would be good. And so, yes, we do have bluebirds here in Florida, and they will be... they will lay eggs in the bird house, and the fledglings need to be able to be away from an oak tree about 100 feet. So that provides a safe landing spot. They like to soar across the meadow and land in the bird feeders.
Nice. And would you
fledglings?
Oh,
that's what the little birds are called, fledglings.
Huh.
See?
I was going to say it's going to be a dirty word in the day, but I guess not. Okay.
Well, it could be fledglings. Okay. Yes, it could be. And so you want to keep the protectors. So having the birdhouse, the bluebird house out in the open where it can be visible all the way around is really protective because then they can see if there's other predatory birds, you know, so it protects them. So if they were where they couldn't see any of the other birds coming, then that would be dangerous for them. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I had a lot of great emails this week, and just really interesting ones. So we had, let's see, who did I have here with them? Mark. Mark, I don't know where you are, Mark, but he sent me a photo of this really small, it looked like a cocoon, but I couldn't tell. It also could have been like a paper seed, like a samsara, it looked like. But what it actually was, he wanted me to identify it, and he said it, he, when he squished it, it had, you know, stuff inside, so it was like an insect inside. And so that was a case-bearing moth. And the case-bearing moth, if they're inside your house, that's not a good thing because this is the one that eats fabrics and furniture. But if it's outside, you know, you maybe just want to keep the lights off at night because that attracts moths. And case-bearing moth. And so we were able to identify that. That was really, 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 really cool. Oh, we're going to be back. I'm running late on time here. We're going to be right back with your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We'll be right back if it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-229-5110. 800-229-5110. 800-229-5110. That's 800-229-5110.
Florida is kayaking country. Kayaks are a great vessel for exploring the state's beautiful waterways, but it's important to be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. Get your boater education and learn about you and your craft's abilities. It'll help you have a safer, more enjoyable time on the water. Before you go, know your limits and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
In Florida, one in three traffic fatalities involves an impaired driver. Drugs, alcohol, even prescription medications can slow your reaction time and cloud your judgment. And when substances are combined like marijuana and alcohol, impairment multiplies. You might not realize how dangerous you become behind the wheel until it's too late. A DUI can cost you your license, your freedom, even your life. Don't risk it. And always arrive alive. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
This Thanksgiving, give thanks for the hands that grow your food. Florida farmers who bring fresh local produce straight to your table. From vibrant squash to garden fresh greens, Fresh from Florida is flavor you can feel good about because when it's grown here, it's grown with care, pride, and purpose. As you gather around your table, remember to celebrate the people, the land, and the passion that goes into every harvest. Fresh from Florida, trust is grown here.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees, it's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-464-0827 for your free no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-464-0827.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, if you'd like to hear Jenny Rose Carey's interview again, you can go to the iHeart website and put in Better Lawns and Gardens. It will come up, and you can listen to all the podcasts there.
Yeah.
Or you could just Google anywhere. Just Google Teresa Watkins, Better Lawns and Gardens, Lizzie Steele. It will come right up. And you can listen to the podcast 24/7 wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your computer or phone may crash if you search my name. So let's just not do that. Search Better Lawns or go to betterlawns.com.
Yeah, betterlawns.com is great. Yeah, too. Okay, so Lori in St. Cloud sent me a really great question, but I need more information. So her question was, I just planted some perennials in my flower bed. How often should I water them till they are established? Thanks. Lori, I need to know what kind of perennials, what kind of flowers they are, because all perennials don't need the same amount of water. So some of them could be shrubs. Some of them could be just, annuals. That you do say perennials, but I don't know exactly what kind of flower that is. So what I would suggest is that you water them once a week, which is what we can legally water. Perennials should be able to get by on once a week watering. Stick your finger in the ground. If it's cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to water it. And just give it at least 1 inch of water a week. Now, if it's a perennial that likes moist soils or hydric conditions and needs to be a little bit wetter, then you need to water them, hand water them a little bit more. But I need to know, and if you can identify the plant, does it take sandy conditions, xeric soils? Does it like full sun? Does it like shade? All of those factors will determine how much it needs water or where you can plant it. So if you want to send or text the type of perennial it is, then I can help you a little bit more. Okay. So but perennials usually take about 2 to 3 months to get established, and then they're good.
Yes.
So,
and also, if just so you guys know, whenever y'all texting or emailing Teresa, first name and at least your location, whether your zone number, and if you don't, the city that you live in. So this way, she has a better thought process and location, and can give you the proper information of where you're located on how to grow and what to grow. So first name, location, and then a brief question.
There you go. Andrea in the Villages, she sent in a dirty word of the day. She thinks that people would think that weeds are a dirty word every day. And I agree, but there's different types of weed. I have a beautiful grass growing in our front yard that has the most beautiful pink flowers on it. And it actually looks like muley grass, but it is a weed, and it is a lawn weed, but I don't have a lawn. But it looks so beautiful, I don't want to pull them. So I probably will have them again next year, unfortunately.
Or a notice from code enforcement coming up and saying, excuse me, ma'am, you need to mow your lawn that
exactly,
you don't have.
Which I don't have, exactly. So Becky in Tallahassee says she was really nice because I asked a planting schedule chart for fruit last week. We talked about it. and she wanted to have one. So she lives on a lake in Tallahassee in North Florida, and I sent her some charts. And so if you'd like to receive anything, or just email me, tell me what you need with gardening, and I can help you. I would love to do that. So then Becky, another Becky, said, can a potted Meyer lemon thrive on my due south facing screened-in patio that is walled on the east-facing side, open to the south and west, and has a roof? Will it not get enough overhead sun? And I don't think so, Becky. But what I'm concerned most about is the air circulation. You have these walls, you have the screens, you have the roof. I just think that it's going to be susceptible, one, to leaf miner. It's going to be susceptible to disease issues. There's just not going to be good air circulation there. And so can it just not go outside the screened-in patio? You can put a container, a fruit tree container, in your border garden. So your landscape around the outside of your home, go ahead and put a pot right there in the center of it with the citrus tree in the middle, and that would look really beautiful.
Wow, yes.
It'll add some height to your landscape, and then your tree will have enough air and can then also you know, get enough sunlight.
I think that a lot of times that we miss, especially me, but we miss your levels that, you know, that Teresa actually suggests of whenever you're planting plants, and how, you know, it's visually so much more beautiful if you do your different level of plants.
Right. And so that's kind of what, for containers, there's a mantra, thriller, filler, and spillers.
Yeah.
And so you can do that in your landscape, and that's exactly how you should design your landscape, with these niches. Is you can have one or two specimen trees. You can have the height of your fence or a height of a topiary, an obelisk in your yard. You can have garden art as your thriller. And then your fillers are your shrubs around that area. And then your spillers are your ground covers.
Hmm.
So you just have those
even
three levels.
Even
in pots, you can do it. The thriller, filler, and spillers. And you can have a thriller pot. You can have a filler pot, and you can have a spiller pot, those little ones, and that would be great. And so so Bill, he sent me about he wants to get rid of the pineapples, and they were planted, and these are wild pineapples, and they're a little bit different. They're still in the bromeliad family, but there's so many of them, he wants to get rid of them. And so, yes, you can use an herbicide to spray on them and get rid of them. But you might have to do it a couple of times. And I would just suggest pulling just a few out every week or so, because he says he can't really do a lot of gardening. And so just pull a couple a week, and then by the end of the year, you should have it, you know, under control. And so he said that he loves the radio show. He plays it on Sunday, so he can't call in. Well, you have a wonderful Sunday, hon. He said his issue is, many years ago, his mother acquired some wild pineapple plants, and the guy she got them from warned her that she would hate them as they spread all over. And pineapple leaves are very spiky, and they are very...
They'll slice you up.
They will slice you up. Well, she's gone now, and they have spread as promised. And he doesn't want to kill them all, a good thief deterrent, which is true, but he'd like to thin it out, and he'd like to thin it out a lot. So what I said is, you know, get some rose gloves, you know, the ones that have the suede, and they protect you all the way up to your elbow, and then pull them out. But yes, you can put a herbicide on them. You just may have to do it a couple of times, and until you get rid of the amount you want. And they don't have edible pineapples on them. So I think I got, I think I got everybody on text message, didn't I? All right. And so if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, it comes out once a month. And in it, I have my design tips. I have my plant of the month. Lizzie has her gardening adventures, which your gardening's been put to bed, like Jenny says.
Oh, it has. But I'm excited about pulling my bulbs out of the fridge.
Yes, and planting those.
I just forgot to write down what day I put them in the fridge.
Well, look at your, maybe when, if you know when you bought them.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Oh, no, but I think I did text you.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so yeah, that was the date. Okay, I'll go by that. And how long is it?
12 weeks.
Okay.
So 12 weeks since you bought them.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be good. 12 to 15 weeks. If you leave them in longer, there's no big whoop.
Okay.
No need to worry.
I'm excited about this. I can't wait, because I've never done it that way. And then Also, for those that don't remember or know, or I didn't even know, I've got to spread my spring seeds out
for your wildflowers
this weekend.
Yes,
at least. I know I'm late.
Oh, that's all right. Now, you had a question about your staghorn fern.
Yes. I think I'm going to put that in the newsletter. So,
okay, that's true.
Yes,
we'll do that for the newsletter. So the newsletter. We'll help Lizzie with her staghorn fern. And then also, too, I have what to do each month in your garden. And then also, too, landscape malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper. And
that's a good segment, I'm telling you.
It's sad sometimes. It's very sad. But it's good learning experience. So if you'd like to get the newsletter, it's free. I do not spam. I do not sell it. It's very private. But you can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, and you can sign up there. You can also go to Art and Bloom Garden Tours, artandbloomgardentours.com, all one word. And you can look at our garden tours for next year. It's going to be a fabulous year. I would love to come with me and Tony, and we just love to go and look at all the beautiful gardens. So Thank you to everyone. Thank you to the Orlando Garden Club. Yesterday we had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner, and I got to see a whole bunch. This week was garden week for me. Please remember to check out our sponsors, Black Cow, Peterson's Nursery, and then also Quality Green Specialist Nursery. Go by and say thank you to Dana. We're so glad he's one of our sponsors of our show. And we do appreciate it. Black Cow, I think I did mention it. Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, they are great. I'm going to have them on
soon.
Yes,
they are amazing. I just did my mosquito spray out in our yard because I don't know about anybody else in the state of Florida, but I literally felt like someone took needles and was stabbing me in the arms.
Exactly.
This week. It was horrible.
And the cold weather wasn't enough to get them, and I don't think it will be this year. So you do need to get to Summit Responsible Solutions and get organic mosquito bits and dunks and Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Lizzie. Take care. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show, you can go back and listen to it and the other shows. We put them on podcasts at betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com. I also want to send a happy birthday out and maybe late to Tony, to Teresa, and then also to my husband Shrek and our son Devin. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BROOKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.